Let's quiet our hearts as we look to God in prayer. Our gracious and loving Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this day of worship.
我们恩慈的上帝, 我们的天父, 我们围坐这个崇拜的时刻来向你祷告。
We thank Thee, Lord, for the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, which reminds us of Thy love for us.
我们围坐这圣礼, 这个圣餐来祷告, 因为这提醒我们你对我们的爱。
We thank Thee for the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们围坐主耶稣基督的舍己,
and in Him we find the righteousness of God.
使到我们在基督里面得到神的义。
We thank Thee for such a wonderful gift.
我们围坐这奇妙的恩赐来祷告。
We thank Thee for many provision that Thou hast given Thy people.
我们围坐你所赐给你的子民的供给。
Every physical supply Thou hast granted us.
你赐给我们的每一个恩典，这个物质上的恩典。
And every spiritual need Thou hast given us.
你所赐给我们的这个属灵供应。
We thank Thee, Lord, for this church that Thou hast raised.
我们围坐你所兴起的这教会来感谢你。
And also for the congregational meeting after this worship.
也围坐这会有大会，等下要举行的会有大会祷告。
They will continue to watch over us, Lord.
求主继续看顾我们。
We thank Thee for the many ministries within the church.
我们围坐这教会许多的事工来祷告。
Thank Thee for our children who are in the Sunday school.
围坐这个主日学的孩子来感谢你。
Bless Thou, Lord, the teachers and the helpers.
求主赐福给我们的这个教师与助手。
That they may know the word and the joy of love, of serving the Lord Jesus.
使到他们能够认识你的道，还有服侍主的喜乐。
We thank Thee for everyone who served Thee, pianists, choir, greeters, ushers.
能围坐每个服侍你的人来祷告。
We pray, Lord, that Thou would accept every praise and service unto Thee.
我们求主接受我们的崇拜和赞美。
Father, we know that there are those who are also sick in their bodies.
我们围坐那些有病痛的人来祷告。
We pray for them.
我们为他们祈求。
We pray for our sister who is about to go for a review, for medical review.
我们围坐我们要接受检查的这个医药检查的姐妹祈求。
We pray that Thou will grant her peace in her heart.
求主赐给她平安,
and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
还有信靠主耶稣基督。
Remember our sister who's recovering from a recent operation.
我们围坐这个经过这个手术的姐妹来祈求。
We pray, Lord, that the inflammation may subside.
求主帮助这发炎的事能够消减,
and that she may recover quickly.
使到她能够尽快复原。
We also remember some of the elderly in the congregation.
我们纪念那些年长的。
We pray, Lord, that Thou will strengthen them and heal them.
求主坚固医治他们。
We pray, Lord, that Thou will grant them Thy comfort and Thy presence always.
我们求主安慰他们。
And now, Lord, as we open Thy word, we pray, Lord, for understanding.
我们求主帮助我们明白你的话语。
That we need not fear the enemies of the Lord.
我们不要怕主的仇敌。
That even though our spiritual life may have challenges, we have victory in the Lord.
虽然我们这个属灵生活面对困苦, 但是我们在主里可以得胜。
Bless us, Lord, we pray.
我们求主赐福给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣名祷告。 Amen.
Let us turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 10.
我们来看这个耶稣雅记第十章。
Today's topic is Fear not the Lord's enemies.
那么今天的这个题目就是不要害怕主的敌人。
As we progress in our spiritual life, we find that we often have to meet many challenges.
那么我们在属灵的生活上会遇到许多困难。
And sometimes these challenges are so intense, they are often like battle, they are like warfare.
那么这些困难是这个非常艰辛的，好像这个战争。
And you know who is behind these troubles and challenges.
你知道这些困苦、这些烦恼的这个发起的是谁呢？
We have an enemy, an adversary.
我们有仇敌，就是这个 我们的仇敌,
and he seeks to destroy or to hinder our spiritual life.
那么他要阻挡我们的属灵长进,
but the Bible teaches us that we must not be afraid.
但是圣经告诉我们不要害怕,
if the Lord is on our side, we have nothing to fear.
那么如果上帝在我们这边,我们不要害怕,
so today, as we read the story of Joshua, we will know how the Lord comforts and encourages his people.
那么我们看这个耶稣雅记，我们看到神怎样安慰他的子民。
And this is also must be seen as the work also of God's people.
那么我们看到也是神的子民的工作。
As we serve and we work together as a church.
那么当我们与这个教会一起工作的时候，
do not fear the challenges that are ahead of us.
不要怕前面来的这个困难。
Do not fear any hindrances that our adversary, the enemy, will put before us.
那么不要怕这个仇敌所设下的拦阻。
Our biggest enemy is none other than Satan himself.
我们知道最大的仇敌就是撒旦。
We will look today in today's passage and see how Joshua overcome God's enemies.
那么我们看这个今天的经文， 看到耶稣也怎样胜过这些仇敌。
Now chapter 10 begins with the five kings in the southern Canaan grouping together.
那么我们来看这个，开始我们看到五王联合在一起。
And they get together because they want to punish the city of the Gibeonites.
因为他们要惩罚这个基边人这个城市。
The Gibeonites have made peace with Israel.
那么和这个以色列人签这个和好条约的。
Actually, they tricked Israel to make peace with them.
其实基遍人欺骗以色列人进入这个条约。
Now the Amorite kings were all angry with Gibeon.
那么这些王，这些其他的五个王，很生这个基遍人的气。
So how can this city Gibeon make peace with our enemies, Israel?
那么这个基遍人怎样可以跟我们的仇敌以色列人签盟约呢？
So the five kings come together.
所以这个五王 合在一起,
to punish the city of Gibeon.
来惩罚这个基遍人。
But all this is God's plan.
可是这些都是神的计划。
God's plan to bring victory for his people.
那么神要给他子民带来胜利。
When Joshua saw these five kings as army, they saw a huge enemy army against him.
所以我们看到这个，当这个耶稣也看到这些远大的这个军队。
And we will see how God helped and delivered his people in today's passage.
我们看到神怎样帮助拯救他的子民。
We remember three important things from this passage.
我们记得这经文有三个重要点。
Number one, God will deliver and give victory to his people.
那么神会拯救, 那么赐给他的子民胜利。
God is true to his promise. He is faithful and he will deliver and give victory.
那么神会信实的，神会拯救他的子民。
Secondly, God will give complete victory. The enemies will be subdued.
那么神会赐给这个完全的胜利，这个仇敌会被降服。
And God will demonstrate to his people that he is faithful to his every word.
那么神对他所说的每句话都是信实的。
Firstly, God will deliver his people and give victory.
那么神会赐给他的子民胜利。
Secondly, God will give victory and show his faithfulness to his people.
那么神会赐给他子民胜利，神会对他的话语忠实。
And finally, God's people must testify of God's goodness and power, his faithfulness and his power.
最后我们看到神要显明他是对他的话语是信实的，还有他的能力。
So who is this group of enemies that have come against Israel?
那么这五个 敌人是谁呢?
Well, in Joshua chapter 10, verse 5, we have the names of five cities.
我们看到有五个王,
the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Yarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. Five cities.
我们看到耶路撒冷王、希伯伦王、耶莫王、拉吉王、伊基伦王。
They were forming a very powerful alliance.
那么他们 成立一个很有能力、很有权力的这个联盟。
And their aim is to punish the city of Gibeon for making peace.
他们要惩罚这个基遍人。
But the city of the Gibeonites call out for help from the Israelites.
但是这个基边人就求救, 向以色列人求救。
And when they call out for help, Joshua came to help them.
那么当他们呼求的时候, 那么耶稣亚就来到他们当中。
So in the first battle, in the very first battle, the five kings lost to Israelites.
那么这第一个战呢，就这个五个王就输给以色列人。
Right, you may remember from the previous sermon how the Lord sent hailstones to destroy the enemy.
那么我们看到神怎样降下这个大冰雹来摧毁他的敌人。
In fact, the Bible described for us there were more who were killed by the hailstones than those who were killed by the sword of the Israelites.
那么圣经说，这个被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的还多。So
it was the Lord's faithfulness to His people.
我们看到神对他的子民是信实的。And
then we know that wonderful miracle that Joshua prayed for, and the Lord granted his prayer.
那么我们看到耶稣亚祷告，上帝就应允。
He prayed that the sun would stand still.
那么他祈求这个热头在天当中停住,
in order that he would continue to destroy his enemies.
使得他可以继续摧毁他的这些敌人。
And God granted him.
那么神就赐给他。
God delivers and gives his enemies and gives victory to his people.
那么神赐给他子民胜利。
So today we begin with Joshua chapter 10, verse 15.
那么我们来看这个耶稣雅记第十章,
so 15 and, verse 15 and 16, and Joshua returned and all Israel with him unto the camp at Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makkedah.
那么耶稣雅和以色列众人回到基甲的营中, 那五王逃跑藏在马基大的洞里。
Joshua and the Israelites, they have already won, right, the battle.
那么这耶稣亚已经胜了这个战争,
but the battle is over, but the war is not over yet.
但是这个战争还没有完毕,
because the five kings have fled.
因为那五王逃跑,
and some of the enemies have fled also and ran to hiding.
那么有些敌人也逃了，他们去藏起来。
Remember the promise that God had given Joshua earlier.
那么上帝赐给这个耶稣亚之前的应许。
God had this very powerful promise that He gave to Joshua.
那么上帝赐给他子民很有力的这个应许。
In chapter 10, verse 8, the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua chapter 10, verse 8.
我不要怕他们，因为我已将他们交在你手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。
Not a single one of them will remain.
那么他们其中个人没有可以站立得住。
This was God's promise.
这个就是上帝的应许。
So when Joshua and the Israelites returned to their base in Gilgal,
那么当这个耶稣亚跟他的子民回到基甲的时候,
the intelligence came, the information came, there are five kings still alive.
那么他们收到情报，这个五王还活着,
and they're hiding in a cave in a place called Makkedah.
他们藏在马基大洞里。
And what did Joshua said to them? Verse 18, Joshua said, Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it to keep them. And Joshua said, And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God have delivered them into your hand.
那耶稣亚说，你们把几块大石头滚到洞口，派人看守，你们却不可单言，要追赶你们的仇敌。Joshua
received the news.
那么耶稣亚收到这个情报。
But he remembered God's promise.
他记得上帝的应许。
God's promise is for his people to destroy the enemy.
那么这个上帝的应许是要他的子民去摧毁他的敌人。
So Joshua's instruction was block the cave.
那么这个耶稣亚的吩咐是封住洞口。
And then pursue after your enemy. Don't let them escape.
那么跟随他的敌人，不要让他们逃走。
This is God's promise being fulfilled.
那么是上帝应许成就了。
So Joshua and his men completely obeyed God's promise.
那么耶稣亚跟他的手下完全顺服。
God had promised them that not a single man would stand before them.
那么上帝说他们无一个人能在你面前站立得住。
And Joshua obeyed. He continued to pursue those enemies. Do not let them run away.
那么这个耶稣亚跟他的这个手下继续追踪这些人，不让他们逃走。
Look at verse 19.
我们看第19节。
Pursue after your enemies and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities. For the Lord your God have delivered them into your hand.
你们却不可单言要追赶你们的仇敌，击杀他们近后边的人，不容他们进入自己的城邑。
If they were to enter into their cities, it would become an even bigger battle.
那么当他们进入他们城邑，会有更大的仗要打。
Because a fortified city is very difficult to conquer.
因为这个坚固城堡是很难进攻的。
So the command from Joshua is to destroy the enemies while they are fleeing, not when they get into the cities.
那么不让他这些敌人进入他们坚固的城。
You see, all this happened because the Lord made it possible.
因为这些事情发生都是神造成。
The Lord gave them the initial victory at the cities of Gibeon.
那么上帝给他们起初的这个胜利，还有这个基边城。
The Lord sent hailstones to destroy the enemy.
那么上帝差遣了这个大冰炮来帮助他们。
The Lord caused the sun to stand in the sky for the war, the battle to continue.
那么上帝叫日头在天当中停住。
And now the Lord caused the five kings to hide in the cave.
那么上帝使这五个王躲在这个山洞里。
You know why it is said, fear not the enemies?
所以你现在明白，不要怕你们的敌人。
Because the Lord is fighting for the Israelites.
因为神要为你们为这个他的这个以色列人征战。
The Israelites were fighting the battle, that's right.
那么以色列人要打这个仗，
But God is making the situation so that they will win and they will win decisively.
那么上帝却制造这个时势，使到以色列人得胜，而且完全得胜。
All the five kings, they thought they had a big army to overtake Gibeon and overtake Israel.
那么这五个王他们以为有庞大的军队可以攻破这个基边城。
But where are they now? They're hiding in the cave.
那么他们现在如何呢? 他们躲在山洞里。
The Lord is faithful to His promise.
那么上帝是忠于他的应许的。
The brothers and sisters, this is a lesson for us.
那么亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 这是个给我们的功课。
Sometimes when we face very difficult challenges in our life, trust the Lord.
有时候我们面对非常大的艰难, 我们要信靠主。
Our enemies may not be real enemies with swords and spears.
那么我们的这个仇敌不一定是这个拿着刀剑的。
But our adversary can use spiritual challenges to affect us, to influence us.
那么这个仇敌可以用这个属灵的这个挑战来影响我们。
And sometimes in our mind we see a challenge that is almost unconquerable. We cannot overcome it.
那么有时候我们面对这个很大的这个困难，不能够胜过。
But we must continue to trust in God's faithfulness.
可是我们继续信靠上帝的这个信实。
Some of you may have financial issues in your life at some point in time.
那么有些人可能在我们生命当中有这个财务上的问题。
And then you look at the bills you have to pay, and then you look at your commitment, and you think to yourself, I cannot manage anymore.
那么有时候你看到你所面对的这些账单， 还有你要还的这些费用， 你想不能够胜过。
Trust in the Lord.
但是你信靠主。
You must do your part, yes.
你要尽你的能力。
But the Lord will tell you, fear not. Fear not your challenges, fear not your enemy.
但是上帝告诉你， 不要怕你所面对的困苦。
We know of students who have trouble in their studies.
那么有些学生他面对学业的困难，
Even up to the point of their examinations.
那么到这个考试的时候，
Still seeking help, still wanting someone to help them.
那么还需要别人来帮助他。
But you know what? They were faithful to the Lord.
但是他们对主忠诚,
continue to serve the Lord,
他们继续侍奉主,
continue to study hard as best they can,
他们努力学习,
and the Lord help them,
主帮助他们,
and I've seen examples,
看到这个例子,
and brothers and sisters in their workplace,
那么弟兄姐妹在他们工作场所,
sometimes they need help, the Lord give them that deliverance.
那么他们有时候需要帮助上帝帮助他们,
trust in the Lord.
那么信靠主,
let's read on and see what the Lord's word has for us.
那么我们继续看下去有什么, 上帝要说什么?
Let's begin with verse 20. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities.
那耶稣和以色列人大大杀败他们, 直到将他们灭尽, 其中剩下的都进了坚固城。
So there were some who escaped.
那有些逃走了。
And they ran into the safety of the cities.
他们进入了坚固城。
So some of these southern cities need to be conquered as well.
所以这些南方的这些坚固的城也需要攻打。
Fighting a battle with a city is always very costly and it costs many lives.
那么要打这个坚固的城是很,
But God will demonstrate to His people, they did not fear the enemy.
但是神向他的子民显示,
So in verse 21, we read that the people returned to the camp to Joshua and Makkedah, and none moved his tongue against the children of Israel.
那么众百姓就安能回到马基大营中, 到耶稣那里没有个人敢向以色列人教示。
So what this verse means actually is that they all came in peace. They all came back in safety after the battle. So now Joshua said in verse 22, open the cave and bring out those five kings unto me. And they did so, verse 23, and brought forth the five kings out of the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Yarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon.
耶稣亚说打开洞口将那五王从洞里带出来领到我面前众人就降行将那五王耶路撒冷王西伯伦王耶莫王拉吉王伊基伦王从洞里带出来
And then Joshua asked his men to do something very strange.
那么耶稣亚叫他的手下做很令人惊奇的事。
Verse 24 says, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the neck of these kings. And they came near and put their feet on the necks of them.
带出那五王到耶稣亚面前的时候，耶稣亚就召了以色列众人来，对那些与他同去的军长说：“你们进前来，把脚搭在这些王的颈项上。” 他们就进前来把脚搭在这些王的颈项上。
What did Joshua do? He called for the captains, the generals of the army, the leaders.
那么他叫那些军长来到这里,
and put your feet on the neck of these enemy kings.
那么把脚踏在这些王的颈项上。
Sometimes people read this passage, and especially the liberal scholars, they say this is very cruel.
那么有些这个自由派的这些学者说这是非常残忍的。
Right, this is very humiliating. You already won the battle. Why must you ask your general to put the feet on the neck of the kings?
那么已经胜了, 为什么还要把你的军长的脚放在这个这些人的景象上呢?
We must understand ancient culture and customs.
我们要明白古时的文化。
When an enemy general put the feet on the neck of a defeated general, it means total victory.
因为当这些军长将他脚放在这些被打败的这些仇敌的颈项上的时候,
Joshua wanted his generals to know that God is on their side.
那么这个耶稣也叫他的军长知道上帝是帮助他们的。
When they entered into battle, they had a big army of five nations gang up against them.
那么当他们进入战争的时候,有五个国家的这个盟军合在一起来攻打他们。
Now where are the enemies?
那么这些 军队在哪里呢?
They are all dispersed.
他们都散了。
And where are the kings?
王呢?
Right in front of you.
那就在你面前。
So Joshua was trying to tell these generals, the Lord have won us a great victory.
就是对他们说，上帝帮助我们打胜仗。
Now, how do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢?
We read verse 25.
我们看25节。
Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight.
那么耶稣也对他们说，你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，应当刚强壮胆，因为耶和华必这样待你们，所要攻打的一切仇敌。
The message is not to humiliate the kings.
那么这个信息不是要使这个君王感到难堪。
Is to remind the people, the captains especially, the faithfulness of God.
是提醒他这些军长上帝的信实。
And to give them courage for the future battles to come.
那么是让他们继续有勇气打前面的仗。
Look at the last part of verse 25.
我们看这个25节的最后一个部分。
For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight.
那么你看，因为耶和华必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌。
You do not fear your enemies now.
我们不要怕这些仇敌。
And you do not fear your enemies in the future.
你不要怕这些，将来不要怕这些仇敌。
For the Lord is with you.
因为上帝与你同在。
So we learn three important lessons today.
我们学到三个重要的功课。
One, the Lord is faithful to His promise.
第一，上帝对他的这个应许是信实的。
Secondly, the Lord will deliver and He will give total victory.
那么上帝会让我们完全得胜。
Number three, we must draw courage and strength and testify of God's faithfulness.
我们必须为主的信实做见证。
Just like Joshua.
就好像这个耶稣一样。
Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed, be strong and of a good courage.
对，正如耶稣也说，你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
So brothers and sisters, whatever challenges in life,
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们所面对的任何困难
，No matter how big those challenges are，
不管这个挑战是多么的大
，It may be at your workplace，
可能在你的工作场所
，In your studies，
在你的学校
，Maybe in your relationship in your home，
那么在你家里的关系、家人的关系
，Or family conflicts，
可能家人的这个。关系不和
or even difficulty and challenges in service in church.
那么在教会所面对的这个服事的困难
do not fear the hindrance of Satan.
不要怕这个撒旦的这些拦阻
be strong and of a good courage.
那么要坚强
for the Lord will be with us.
因为有信心，因为主与我们同在
let us pray.
我们祷告
Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word.
我们在天上的父，我们为主，你的话语感谢你。
To be courageous for the Lord，
为主有勇气。
And to serve the Lord，
来服侍主。
May thou bless thy people，
愿主赐福给你的子民。
Continue to be with us，
求主继续与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen，
Amen。